Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh no, when you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift so sensual I can barely mention it on this podcast. And to top it all off, they'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, they're not kidding. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type Emily for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code Emily at adamandeve.com. That's Emily at adamandeve.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out all of our podcasts. Subscribe. So easy. We do 2 podcasts a week, and you subscribe, and then you get them in your however you listen to podcasts, and we entertain you all week long.
Yeah, we do.
Hi, Menace.
How you doing, Emily? What's going on in your dating life lately? Because I've been hearing things through the grapevine that it's insane.
It's off the charts. So oh my God. I don't even know where to start. So you know I was dating the guy, Maserati Mike, like last year. Okay. So So we were dating and we broke up. And what happened was I was very clear. Okay. So today's show, we're going to get into a lot of communication stuff, how to communicate with your partner, like we always do, our favorite topic. Mm-hmm. And I broke up with him because this is what happened. He and I dating like a year, casually.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what? We don't want the same thing right now. You're looking for a serious relationship. I'm not. I was casually dating him, casually dating others. Fine. I don't think about it for a year. Year later, he circles back. Like, you know, a few weeks ago, he's like, hey, like, I get a friend request. And then I get a call. But here's what it made me think of. So this is, you asked me what's going on in my relationships because you know I ended one that someone I was dating a few weeks ago. This got me to think about, like, how much better I've actually gotten.
Remember when you crashed that guy's Escalade and that guy was crazy too? Like, why aren't
you? No, that was my lead. That was he was the craziest guy I've ever dated. And I know that you've made judgments on a lot of the guys since then that I've dated, but he was the craziest. We were dating for a few weeks. We were in the Stitcher garage where we used to record in San Francisco, and you got in the car
And no. Why would you let me drive an Escalade? I'm 5'1". I can't see over the thing. It was brand new, and I backed it into a pole at Fisherman's Wharf.
You fucked it. I mean, you messed it up pretty bad.
And he was pissed.
Yeah.
But could you tell he was psycho? Like, could you see the psycho in his eyes?
No, he actually seemed really cool. Like, the one that I actually liked, because all the other guys that usually date are used car salesmen. They're just some loser with a bike.
Speaking of
a bicycle, not an actual motorcycle.
No. The bike thing, okay, but the used car salesman guy, who's not a used car salesman. Mm-hmm. But you've met this guy. This is the one I did a few years ago, because this got me thinking, because I'm like, wow, I'm so much better now at communicating with, you know, telling guys exactly what I want. Because back in the day, I would like say that I want to commit, but then I realized I didn't want to be monogamous. And with this guy, I clearly did, but he didn't get what he wanted. But it made me think about that time I was on vacation with the used car salesman, but he's not. And we were in Hawaii, and it was like this amazing trip. We were at the Four Seasons, and I was really excited to go away with him because it was long distance, and he was a great texter. And we'd been together about like 6 or 7 months, but that's so much. Like, he said all the right words.
And you love that attention. Yeah.
I love the attention. I love the texting. So we got there. We probably been together 7 months. We get to Hawaii, and it's like day 4, and I'm bored. Like, I'm kind of like bored. He reads the whole time.
Yeah, but that's the thing with you, though. You get really bored relationships right away.
No. Here's why. What I realized, I was like, not only, yeah, you're right. I do get bored relationships. But not only was I bored, I realized we've been together about 7 months, and he really hasn't gone down on me at all. And you know how I feel about oral sex. Like,
yeah.
Like, and God knows I do. Like, so you would, why is he not going down on me? Like, he knows it's my thing. He knows I like it. Like, maybe once or twice. Mm-hmm. And at the time, though, this was like 7 years ago maybe, when I first was, I feel like it took me that long to say something. This is talking about communicating, how much now I'm like, tell people right away. So I friggin', we were at dinner that night. It was like the fifth night. We have, you know me, one dirty martini.
Yeah.
I'm like, under the table. I'm like, this is the time. I'm going to be really honest. I was like, so, I have a question for you. He's like, what's up? I'm like, well, you know, we've been dating well. I'm just going to ask you, I realize that you don't really, like, perform oral sex on me a lot, or ever. I didn't say a lot.
Yeah.
He's like, and I'm just curious. Is it, you know, one, because maybe you think I don't like it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it two, because you're not really sure what I like or what to do? Because I'd be happy to tell you.
Because you're obsessed with it.
I'm obsessed with oral sex. Or three, like, it's just not your thing. Because I just want to know. Mm-hmm. He's like, takes a sip of his martini. He's like, just not my thing. I'm like, well, then you're not my thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, game over. And then I knew, because seriously, you can't talk a guy into being into the vagina. Like, it's like tomatoes. Like, if you love tomatoes, like, you're not going to convince him. Like, no, they're really good. It's like, no, I've seen tomatoes my whole life. I won't like them. This is like a 30-something-year-old man. Like, if he liked the vagina, he would know.
Yeah.
And then I was out.
So when you...
I mean, I finished the trip.
Okay.
Got him selfish.
Oh, you finished it.
Well, it was like the fifth day. We had 2 more days.
Yeah, well, you found out this information, and then you broke up with him after the trip.
But I could have done it 3 months earlier. Like, what I'm saying is, I feel like I was just thinking about how much better, even, of course, it's my job, but in the last 10 years we've been doing the show, like, I realized I was still then even learning how to ask for, you know, what I wanted. But tell me about your relationship.
My relationship is great. I'm trying to think, like...
What's the latest? Like, I feel like you've been together like 18 years now.
Yeah, we have. Okay, so the latest issue is, okay, you know that I have this adorable French bulldog, right?
I love
the dog, Chiro. But the thing is, the dog sleeps in the bed all the time. And if the dog is outside the bed, it starts crying like crazy.
Right, that happens.
So the dog is in between both of us, me and my girlfriend, the entire time. All the time.
Okay.
So this causes an issue.
Right, absolutely.
Of ever having sex. Because the...
Dude, that is not the issue. If you wanted to have sex, you could kick the dog out.
No. No, but like...
You train the dog.
No. What am I supposed to do? No, I take the dog off the bed, or I take the dog and I lock it up, and then it starts yelling and
so you haven't had sex in 2 years since you got the dog?
No. The dog's 10 months old.
When was the last time you had sex?
I had sex actually yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I did. It was great. But the dog was there whimpering.
But dude.
It's weird.
Okay, listen. What I want, is this just becoming a problem now, or it's been a problem for a while? You can
untrain
the dog. You can retrain the dog.
It's been coming. But doesn't that take you out of the mindset, though, when you're together? If a dog is, like,
can't
whimpering?
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Can't the dog... I had this with, remember my dog, Daisy?
Yeah, which you got rid of.
I got rid of. She was sweet. Okay, listen. Why don't you... put the dog at the end of the bed or something and just leave, or the dog bed.
It's like
the dog
little...
moves into the dog bed next to the bed. Like,
no, the dog won't sit in the bed. The dog.
You spoiled this dog. Your dog has his own Instagram account, okay? Enough yeah. said. That's why your dog is spoiled and you're not having sex. That's a problem.
No, it's kind of like, you remember, okay, you know, like a submarine telescope, right?
Yeah.
Or is that what it's called?
Yeah. Something.
The dog's head just pops up on the edge of the bed and starts looking around.
You just got to get in the moment. You got to get in the moment. You got to just focus on her.
I know, but
he's so cute. You just want to pat him and play. You're like, I kind of want to go play.
I actually like the dog in the bed, but that's the only thing that's been messing it up, you know?
Really? The only thing?
Yeah, I swear.
Dude, then you just got to like take it to a trainer. You got to just train it.
Set it on vacation.
Like babies. When you have a baby and the baby cries, you just got to, there's a point where you just let the baby cry.
Yeah, I should
let
ask.
The baby cry and the baby will stop
I
crying.
I should ask parents, though, like what they do.
That's what they do. They let the baby cry.
That's not good parenting, though.
Yeah, it is. Eventually, you let them. Like, not the first 3 months when they, like, need to suck on your boob. They need to, like, do the whole thing. But eventually, you let them cry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you're not doing that. Do you need some sex toys?
you're always pushing
besides
the sex
that, things
toys.
Are good?
It's good. And okay, so the other thing is, I think that I used to perform way better when I was drunk. Constantly.
Okay.
Like when I was
your blackout
up.
Sex. Those were the good old days.
Not blacked out. I just felt that I was able to last longer.
Oh.
I was more confident. And now that I barely ever drink, I don't think that I last as long. I don't feel confident anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's true. You
what can I do to fix that?
Oh, my God. This is like the first sex. Okay. That's a great question. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long did you used to last? Roughly.
Oh, as long as I wanted.
Right, because you were like drunk. So
yeah.
It was, like, whiskey.
And it's like, you know how they say that people get whiskey wiener?
Yeah.
I get the exact opposite.
So how fast?
It's like Viagra.
So I'd like to know how quick is your draw now.
How quick?
How fast?
I think it's like been cut in half.
Okay, so you're lasting 1 minute now instead of two?
Oh, yeah, thanks. No, like before, again.
Okay.
With the drinking, as long as I want.
Well, first of all, I'm glad you're not drinking as much.
Yeah.
That's good.
Barely ever.
Yeah, you were like a weekend binger. Those were good times,
yeah.
though. We had fun. Like, I kind of missed doing jello shots with you in San Francisco.
I was a lot more fun back then.
You know what you got to do, sweetie? What we always talk about is, first of all, you poo-poo me, but I think a fleshlight, the stamina training unit, if you practice with that on yourself and you go up and down and you practice to the point of no return when you're about to go over, you learned, you have to learn ejaculatory control. Pay attention to your body when you're about to... when it's about to happen for you, and then you train, and then you can learn, like, this is when it's going to happen, and then you slow down again. There's that. Kegel exercises.
Yeah.
If you do your Kegels...
So you want me to do Kegel exercises?
Download... Yeah, Kegel Camp. You download the app, and it, like, it reminds you, and I'm you know how long I've been talking about Kegels. They're for men and for women. You know. The longer that you do them, there's 20 levels, for 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes. And you get to hear my voice. Mm-hmm. Or you can turn off that part if you don't want to hear my voice, because I know how you feel about that. And the muscles, it's your pelvic floor will become stronger and you will be able, that will help.
Mm-hmm.
And then really it's the best thing is a stop-start method in practicing. I'll teach you.
Okay. I think I'll go through that.
But have you guys talked, here's my question, have you guys talked about it?
No, because I know that I'm the problem.
But what if she, do you think that
she, what
but
is
then
she gonna
is she having an orgasm? Like is she, does she?
Yeah, no, I make sure that she does, of course.
Because
I'm giving.
You are giving, unlike these car salesmen. You know what he would do? He'd be like, this is, when I say never, I don't mean never.
Okay.
I mean for like a minute.
Uh-huh.
Like 1 minute, like a swipe, but like a, whew, and then you come back up. I'm like, that was so ineffective. Like, you could have got me a glass of water in that one minute, and that would have served me so much better. Like, why just, you know?
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
that's
but
terrible.
I'm glad you're a giver.
Okay, I have one more issue.
Oh my God, this is the best day ever.
Now,
should we
you're
do
probably,
a couch and lay down?
You're probably not the best person to ask. On this issue.
Impossible.
It is.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so a lot of women that I used to date are inviting me to weddings and baby showers, and I don't think that's cool at all. Like, okay, so let's say the weddings, right? I'm sure you've been to like a billion weddings to guys that you hooked
up with.
Always,
yeah.
Right?
Mostly.
But you think it's cool. You go on vacation with ex-boyfriends and their new girlfriends.
I know, because we're...
Right?
Yeah, because we...
But do you don't think... So you think that I'm thinking too much into it if I went to a wedding of an ex-girlfriend?
Is your girlfriend invited?
I'm sure she is, yeah.
What about, does the invite say Menace and girlfriend?
Yeah, plus one. Whatever.
Okay. Does she want to go?
I'm sure she doesn't. I mean, I don't tell her, like, oh,
you know,
my ex-girlfriend invited me
First
to a
of all,
wedding.
I didn't even know you had ex-girlfriends, A. And B, like, I... a lot of history, a lot of old, is this someone that you care about still?
Okay, let me...
People have issues with this. Like, I know people, women who have weddings, brides and stuff, and they're like, if I don't want any girls, but your penis was, I don't want any girls that have seen your penis at my wedding. But and I get that. You're like, it's my wedding. I don't want any women to have seen, I want to be the only one here that have seen my future husband's penis. Like,
yeah,
I get
but they invite a bunch of guys that they used to hook up with, and that's cool.
But everyone's inviting people that you talk about. If you're a mature adult and you have a friendship, and she's not like she's marrying you, she's marrying someone else, I think you go if you
feel comfortable. I just think one day that
baby
I had
baby showers are just for chicks, and I try to get out of those all the time. Like, okay. Baby showers are a nightmare for me. Like, oh, that's the big, so cute.
Yeah. So how many weddings do you think you've been to where you've hooked up with the groom? And do you think it's cool?
That I've hooked up with the groom. I'd say a lot of my...
Most of them?
No. That would be great. That'd be a whole other show. Weddings with Emily.
I think it's disrespectful.
You know, probably two.
Two?
Yeah.
Did the bride know that you hooked up with the groom?
In one case, no. Because we became such good friends after. Yeah, it was like a quick, we like slept together. Like I slipped and fell on his penis once, but we were mostly friends. And then... I think the other person knew, yeah, because they were cool with it.
Did they find out that?
No.
No, never.
No.
But didn't you feel weird?
No,
like,
because,
oh,
like,
I slept,
we slept
with that
together
guy.
For, like, once or twice, we hooked up. It wasn't a big
deal. And then you're at his wedding with his new wife?
Yeah, good.
Like,
I gave him a really nice present. It didn't matter because it wasn't about our sex that we had 5 years earlier. But
you didn't think about that while you were at the wedding that, oh, I had sex with that guy?
I banged him?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't think about it at all.
I was with another boyfriend that I was like, into. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like, oh, cool, look at the groom, bride and groom up there. I actually have seen his penis. No, I wasn't thinking.
No?
No. Is that what you'd be thinking about her
breasts? Yeah, I'm like, oh my God.
You should not go. If you're going to be like, wow, I remember going down. No, don't go.
No, I don't want to do
it. Yeah, you should. But I think this happens, but that means that she's cool with you.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's stupid.
Talk to your girlfriend
about it.
I'll never do it. Okay, and you got to buy a present. But you still have to buy a present anyway. Mm-hmm. But don't go to the baby showers. If you can ever avoid that, like, be out of the country.
No, I think it's weird.
It is weird. You know what else is weird? So I had a date tonight. I didn't even tell you this.
Okay.
So there's this British guy in town. My best friend Charlotte just went to Vegas with her British cousin and a few other guys. She's like, oh my God, he's got a really cute friend coming to LA for 2 weeks. He's hot. She showed me his picture. You guys should go on a date. So all week long, he's been texting me about getting together. And I've been one of these like really busy weeks where like, I'm not being a great texter. But he's cute. He's really cute. We had fun banter. But I realized I'm like, he's like, Beechwood Canyon, is that far? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know where Beechwood, I've lived here for 3 years. I don't know. So then he said, hey, I've got a cold and eyes like a panda and snot. Thinking might be better to push back to next week. Will you be around?
Oh, so he just canceled on you.
Yeah.
No,
I was going to cancel on him because I'm really tired too. But,
oh, okay.
But the thing is, I was already telling Charlotte that I think I've been a lame texter with him because you know, we always get the text. We talk about text later. People send us their screenshots and we help them. And I started thinking last night, I've been not the best texter with this guy because I just don't care.
I mean, were you just going to go out with him because he's British and he has some accent?
Yeah,
are you
exactly.
Serious?
He's leaving and he's cute and he's accent. I love the accent. What? Is that bad?
Yeah, but he could be saying something totally stupid.
I don't
and
care.
You're just
you
into
what?
It because of the accent?
Most people are saying things stupid. And if you say it with a British accent, it's actually more entertaining.
All right. Well, that's annoying.
Well, he canceled. I'm actually relieved.
Okay, good.
But why don't we give a shout out to the people who help keep this show free so you can listen to it? I have a daily routine that keeps me grounded, things that I absolutely must do before I can even head out the door. And over the past few months, I added something new, The Intensity by Pour Moi. The Intensity combines two things I love and talk about all the time, Kegel exercises and orgasms. Seriously, I feel like they made this product just for me. Originally developed as a medical device to cure, yes, cure, many pelvic floor issues women experience, like inability to orgasm and urinary incontinence, especially after childbirth, the makers quickly learned that the only real side effects from its use were incredible orgasms, which, if you ask me, is not a bad side effect at all. The Intensity applies gentle electrostimulation directly to the pelvic floor muscles. It gives you an amazing, effective Kegel workout. And, as you know, stronger Kegels equals stronger orgasms. So once they realized the Intensity was the best of both worlds, utility and pleasure, the designers added powerful vibrations and a clitoral stimulator for that pleasure side effect. The result is much more than a sex toy. Seriously, it's a product that has changed my sex life. Now it's your turn. To find out how the Intensity can change your sex life, go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Intensity banner. Don't forget to use code Emily at checkout so they know who sent you. Okay, so today's show, just so you know, we're going to get into that. My favorite topic, always. Mm-hmm. I always say communication is a lubrication. And it's the most important couple thing for couples to talk about is sex, and no one talks about it. So clearly, we talk about it, and I'm learning. We all getting better every day. It's a skill that we are not born with. And this British guy just communicated very well. He's sick, if we believe him or not. But let's get into some sex in the news. And then we're going to get into some tips for everybody to have better sex. So, five things science tells us about noisy sex.
All right.
So, there was a story last week that came out. I actually covered this, a Sex in the News story. The Swedish health minister, he defended loud sex on Twitter. A long-suffering guy who had been kept awake by his neighbors, loud sex, tweeted the health minister and asked him to ban risque activities after 10 p.m. The minister replied, sounds really nice for them, I think. Good for their well-being and thus public health as well. So the minister was like, F you. Like these guys are boning. And then it came to come to find out that in Sweden, the number of times a week people have sex has dropped.
Really?
So, yeah. I don't know why. You think the Swedish people are like sitting around with like blonde hair, happy, hot, eating meatballs all the time. Like, and they're really not. Like, they're not even having sex.
Didn't you used to get noise complaints in your apartment back in San Francisco?
Yes. The walls were thin.
Yeah, but wasn't it like a lesbian couple that was leaving notes?
Yes.
What would they say?
Well, they were loud. There was three lesbian couples. Okay, it was like my 1920s building in San Francisco. It was split. It was like once a house split into like six apartments. Uh-huh. And so next door to me were lesbians. Downstairs were lesbians. So I was surrounded. And they had very, I think they were like into BDSM.
Yeah.
However, apparently I could be loud, so.
You're louder than them.
But mostly they weren't complaining about my sex as much as they were my 5-inch heels that I was on the top floor.
Oh.
And that's, I would come in and like drunk and pounding, like talking on the phone.
Yeah,
and,
some
with
guy.
My heels.
Yeah.
But they never complained about the sex, but their sex was, my agent, right, came over one night, like he came to my house, he was in town from LA, and I'm like, come over, like we'll have a glass of wine, we're going to dinner, and he comes up to see my place. And he's a conservative guy, and he's like sitting in my living room having wine. All of a sudden, you're like, and like, bam, bam. He's like, are those lesbians? Who's having sex? He like puts his ear. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. This is my lesbian entertainment, having sex all day long, 24/7.
So you support it, though? You don't think that
it's
offensive to other people?
It
they don't want to hear you
having
sex?
But you know
sex.
What? It's probably because they're not having enough sex. You know what? Yes, you should be, you know, mindful
considerate
of your neighbor.
Of your neighbor.
Yes,
yeah.
You should be. What are you going to put a muzzle on it? Because let me tell you why sex is important.
Go to a hotel room.
Well, that's the best sex ever. Because you can just trash it and you don't care if your neighbor's like, yeah, complain at me, like asshole.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Room 309. Like, I'm going to have like 16 orgasms. And I brought my Sibian. So, okay. So does yelling, but this is scientific reasons why people are loud during sex. I'm tying this back in so we're all going to learn something here. Not just about how loud you are, but you're probably not loud. Because men typically are not. Does yelling make sex better? Turns out a new study says that having a good old yell during a sex marathon can help lead women to the big O a lot faster. So the fact that we are talking about it and moving towards it and like, like we're more likely to have an orgasm. But this is important to note, 92% of the women thought that their loud vocals boosted their partner's self-esteem, and 87% said they were using this because they thought it would get you there, like get the guy there.
Yeah.
So the more, but then, you know, that makes them, but if you're getting more turned on because I'm turned on and it gives you confidence, me confidence, and eventually the orgasm could happen.
Oh.
But it could also lead to faking.
Tell that story about that guy that used to have sex with that made noise.
Okay. So, dude.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
What happened when he.
Okay. This is the point number three. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Are men quieter? It's all about. Or is it just the men I'm boning?
Yes.
Science has shown that women get really turned on by the noises their partner makes, but if you're in a hetero couple, a study found that men make 94% less noise than us women. So I was dating a guy.
I'm trying to be considerate of my neighbors.
No, but you know what? We want to know that you like are alive still, and that you like have a pulse, and that you're like turned on. That guy I was dating, we'd have sex, and I'd be like, I never knew if he came. He'd be like this. Like nothing else moved. Like it was like a. Like a muted grunt.
Uh-huh.
So we were having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally he would finish. He would have his orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
But and he would go,
Just one time?
Once. And it was like, did I hear it? Or did he sneeze? Like, I'm not sure. Like, did you? Like, I had to pay attention. So that. And it was so. And I was like, why don't you make. And like, I think guys, they just don't. I mean, I think a lot of it is that you're afraid your mom's going to walk in on you when you're younger and you have to be quiet. I don't know why you don't, but you should. And now there's a term for this, which is so funny because when I was reading this, I thought of that guy, grunt guy. Mm-hmm. It's called, it even has an acronym, Singular Grunt Guys, SGG.
Wow.
I had a thing going. Yeah.
You should call him
up
and let him know that he has a
problem. He's been texting me too. I broke up with him 7 years ago. He's in San Francisco and he keeps texting me links.
Did you ever tell him that he was a grunter?
Yeah, but I don't think he did. Yeah, I did. But women are more comfortable being vulnerable and letting a guy know what they're feeling, which is why it can be a bit one-sided, but it can be quite important for guys to get in touch with their inner yes. Mm-hmm. We're asking at some level without language, do we have chemistry? If you're the only, if we're the only one making sounds, it feels silly, which could affect chemistry. So, like, just say I'm coming. Like, do something. Do you grunt?
No, I make absolutely no sound.
You make zero sound? That's even
because
worse.
Because I don't want any of my neighbors to hear me or anything like that.
Who cares
I think
about
it's
the neighbors?
Shameful.
That's why I live in my little guest house.
I'm embarrassed.
Really?
Yeah.
And
you want me to go crazy and be like,
well, like, well, here's
yelling and screaming?
I led off by saying that women sometimes make a lot of noise because it's like primal and we want to turn you on. But also, like, it just feels good to get it out. Like, do you feel like you're muting the inner you that wants to be like, ah?
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
But is that what you want to do, but you don't?
No, I don't.
Not at all?
No.
Okay, I'm just curious. Like, I'm curious because guys aren't typically loud, but you don't say anything?
No, I'll be like 007.
Does she ever think you're dead?
That I ever think that I'm dead?
Does she ever think, like, oh, my God, what's wrong with menace? I don't know that he came.
No.
Okay. Well, here's the studies
on
males.
You're just a freak. That's
number five, studies on males. I stepped out. Males during orgasm, there are none. They've never done a study on male noises during orgasm because men don't make noises.
Oh, that's interesting.
But they talk about women and why they do it. So I want to know what I'm going to conduct that study. Yeah. Email me feedback at sexwithemily.com.
This old hippie lady that I knew in San Francisco, she wanted to travel the world and have sex with men to figure out what different noises that they made. You
like
should
how French dogs
her.
Bark differently, at least in French class. They go like, wow, wow. Did you ever, you know, did you ever take French? And they're like, meow, meow. I'm like, do they sound like a cat? I wonder if they do sound differently.
You guys should just go on a world tour.
I should just go have sex. I've had sex with guys around the world. And
yeah. Didn't you go backpacking through Europe?
Yes. It was like the UN. Like I dated like someone. I slept with someone from Israel. Someone from like Belgium, the UK. I dated someone.
Were
from
you
France.
Able to communicate with any of these guys, or are you just how to go
yeah,
down?
Yeah, they spoke English a little.
A little.
Yeah, it went down like, hey, I'm going to Laos. What about you? You want to come? And like, let's this German guy. We slept together for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it was really fun.
Don't you still?
But I
aren't
don't
you still
think,
like a pen pal with one of those?
Oh, but I did. Yeah. Oh, I went to his wedding this summer.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I was at the full moon party.
Yeah.
So I met him 15 years ago backpacking. I was a month, I was in Thailand on the beach, full moon party. And we have a great time. He's an Israeli guy, awesome. And never talked to him again. We have a really good time together, let's say that. And I do actually remember now that I think I was he speaks English okay, but I think I was doing a little like dirty talk. But he didn't really understand me. Mm-hmm. And I remember going, oh, that's funny. Like, I think he'd seen it in, like, American films that I was doing something that he found, like, entertaining that he'd seen in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we become friends on Facebook whenever Facebook starts, like, seven years ago. And then I'm in Israel last year. He lives in Israel for my niece's bat mitzvah. And he messages me on Facebook. I see you're in Israel. Come meet my wife, my fiance. She's from LA.
Who does that?
This really cool guy that I had sex with 15 years ago.
Okay.
So I went out with them one night in Israel, in Tel Aviv. He's like, come meet he's like, my fiance is from Beverly Hills, LA. You'd love her. Turns out we had the best night of my trip. We went out, we partied, we had a good time. She's awesome. We're like, you have to come to our wedding in Ojai. So I did, the summer.
Does she know that you hooked up?
Yes, she knows. She knows the whole story. At first, she wanted to hate me. She's like, mm-hmm. I did not want you. I was like, but the second I got in the car, I'm like best friends with her. I love her. And she's amazing. And we still talk. And I went to their wedding. It was really fun. There you go. That's another story.
Sounds like a nightmare.
But I feel like if you've been with someone and you love them and you have a connection and everything's great and you can move on past all the hate stuff, not right away, I don't become best friends with them the next day.
Yeah.
Typically, you know, cool. It takes a few months,
all
15
right.
years. Okay, this is Emily, please tell my partner. Okay. So for all you listeners, you know this, that sometimes couples, they hit a roadblock. They're not, even though I'm trying to help you day after day, telling you what to say, giving you scripts, helping you communicate with your partner. Sometimes there's messages you just can't get through to your partner on your own. Like you've tried. It's like hitting your head against the wall. You know, like, you just, you're like, I just want this to happen, and it's not happening. So I've offered my services. People email us, as you know, and say, I just need you to call my partner and tell me, because he will not listen to me. So here's today's email. This is from Lauren. She wants us to call her boyfriend, Matt. Dear Emily, my boyfriend is obsessed with the idea of having a threesome. I know it's his number one fantasy because he won't stop bringing it up. While I'm always down for exploring new things with him, I've done the threesome thing before, and it didn't end well. I've absolutely no desire to go down that road again, and every time he brings it up, it turns me off even more. I've asked him to let it go multiple times, but it doesn't seem like he's getting it. Help me. Help him to understand that this fantasy threesome is not going to happen. And if he doesn't drop it, we're not going to happen. Thanks for your help, Emily. I know he'll listen to you. Love the show. Lauren.
All right.
So we're going to call him in a second. Matt, but what do you think about that?
I mean, that's every single guy's fantasy.
I know. It's every guy's fantasy, and not it's not every girl's fantasy.
Yeah.
And he won't let it go. Like, this could be a deal breaker.
I think that's just up to her. I mean, I don't know if a guy will ever drop it.
He should drop it. She's getting to the point where she's like, you know?
I have to know, like, how often he brings it up.
Okay, well, we'll talk to him. But here's the thing. Just a little background. Right. They live in Orange County. Been together 2.5 years. They're talking about moving in together.
Okay.
It's getting serious, but this is the one thing they need to work out.
All right.
Let's call Matt.
Okay.
Matt.
Hello?
Matt.
Hello.
Hi, Matt. How you doing? This is Emily from Sex with Emily.
My girlfriend loves your show.
Good. hi, Matt. I'm so glad to hear that. And she loves you. She does.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. But
I love her, too.
Yeah. No, she really does love you. She loves you a lot, but there's one thing that she doesn't so much love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, you guys, because it seems like you guys have a great relationship. And I know the number one top fantasy for guys is to have a threesome.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Matt, you've been talking to Lauren about that a little bit, yeah?
Yeah. What did she say?
Okay. Well, I have Menace here, my co-host.
Hey, how you doing? And you probably think, like, right now she's trying to set up the threesome, but wait till...
Yeah, oh, God. Right, here's the deal.
Sorry to burst your bubble, Matt.
I'm sorry. Yeah, did you think I was calling to tell you that we were going to have a threesome?
No, this is a weird phone call to get for sure, but I don't, like, yeah, what, does she not want to have one?
Well, okay, here's the deal. So, I understand that it's your top fantasy. Like, I don't think that most men on the planet would love to have a threesome, right?
You can't find a guy that wouldn't want to have a
threesome. No, you can't swing a can in this town without finding a guy who wants to have a threesome. I totally get it. And for a lot of women, that they're into it. Like, that works, they want to do it. Lauren, however, just knows herself, and she knows that it's not something that she wants to do. And she feels that the way that you are bringing it up and consistently, and she feels pressured by you. And she feels that, you know, it's really getting to the point where, you know, you're not letting it go. Like a dog with a bone.
Yeah.
And.
Well, I don't know. It is one of those things that I do. I guess I am pretty adamant about it, but I don't see why we can't, explore that a little further.
Right. Why do you want one so bad? Have you ever had one?
I have not. It just seems like, I'm a guy. It just seems like a cool thing. To want to do and try, and, like, I don't know why we wouldn't, you know?
Right.
Now, if she doesn't want to do that, do you think that you can stay together?
It's not like a make or break sort of situation. I mean, it's a bummer. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
It's a bummer. I don't know. Am I supposed to just drop it, or should I keep? I mean, she doesn't like that I'm, I'm pressuring her.
No, Matt, these are all really good questions, and you sound like an awesome guy. So the deal is, when it comes to couples acting out their fantasies and share, you know, figuring out what makes them both, you know, works for both of them, you really have to find a compromise, because couples aren't always going to agree on what they like, right? I mean, do you know what her fantasy is? Do you know anything about her fantasy?
I mean, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Good. Yeah. Well, this is. I'm glad we're having this chat.
Okay. Well, you talk about compromise. All right.
Yep.
What about if they just start off? Maybe he buys one of those blow up dolls or sex dolls, and he brings it into the bedroom, and then that's like a good starter kit.
No, I don't. I think that's very creative thinking. But here's the other thing, Matt. That sometimes it can be really sexy. First of all, I love. Like, one of my favorite tips for couples is to do a sexy bucket list. So, like, what have you always wanted to try? And what have I always wanted to try? Let's write down three things and then share them. And then maybe you guys will have – maybe she wants to have sex outdoors. Or maybe she wants to do a striptease for you. Or maybe you want her to dress up like, you know, Santa Claus. I don't know. But
Yeah,
I'm sure you do. I don't know how religious you are. But you know, there are ways that you can compromise on and talk about it because – if couples don't talk about what they want in the bedroom, they're never going to figure it out and they're going to be dissatisfied. And in your mind, you're thinking fantasy, threesome. But what I'm here to tell you is that there's so many other ways you guys can explore your sexuality and do really fun things that don't necessarily include a threesome. So, for example, let's say she says, right now, babe, I'm not into it. But what you could do is while you guys are fooling around, you could be like, you know what? I'm picturing you right now. Like, it'd be really hot if someone is here with you, and then you could talk about it like it's. I'm telling you, I had a guy do this. You laugh, Menace is laughing.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Oh, yeah. But it's like a hot chick thing. Here. Yeah, that's not you.
Yeah, or you could like talk about what it would be like, or describe the, you know, watch porn together. Maybe she, you know, and maybe there's a fantasy there that you guys are like, oh, that would be hot. Let's try that. So you need to bring in some more data, some more information into your relationship that you guys consume together. Like a lot of couples sit and listen to my podcast together, mm-hmm. or they watch porn, or they buy a book, or you know, there's. So she listens, right? She's taught you something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe she just feels like, why? Like, I'm not enough, or
right?
And then that's the only thing.
Not, I don't want to put that out there at all. Like, that's not what I'm trying to.
Maybe
say
that's
either.
Why
I'm very,
she.
I'm very happy. It's just like it would be an extra bonus, cool thing.
Of
to
course,
do, you know?
I get it. And the thing is, I mean, typically it has to be her idea. So if she's never been curious about being with, I mean, there are ways that this could happen again, but when anytime anyone's forcing us to do anything, we're going to resist. But if you guys can talk about it in a more open way, like, hey, have you ever wanted to be with a woman? Have you fantasized about this? And then you start talking about it, maybe talking to friends of yours who have done it, or you watch porn, but you're not forcing. It's not like every porn is threesome form porn, because that's probably just as annoying to her. Something about the way you're bringing it up now a lot every day is making her feel like she can't take it anymore.
Yeah. Have you guys tried to take tequila shots together? Because that can always help.
I mean, I'm open to suggestions for sure, but I could ease up on bringing it up.
How would you?
Drop it for now, yeah.
How would you even put it together? Would you want her to take one of her friends into the bedroom with you guys, or... would you work on it together?
I mean,
what's your fantasy?
That's definitely like a logistical hump that I haven't figured out yet. It's more one of those things that like if
humps.
You can agree to it, cool. Then you plan it. Then, you know what I mean? I don't have it like it's not like we're going to be having sex and I'll be like, oh, cool. There's another person here. We worked it out already. It's all good. You know?
Well, it's kind of like, yeah, I get it. It's kind of like a plan when you're like, when you think of something really big you want to do, like, let's take a trip to Europe. And you're like, oh, that's overwhelming. I don't have the money. We got to buy a ticket. Like, in her mind,
yeah,
she's like, threesome.
Yeah, you don't have the tickets already, yeah.
Yeah, but in her mind, she'd be like, a threesome, a woman. So maybe it's about, like, breaking down the elements, about, like, little things that turn her on. Maybe she has fantasized about being a woman, or maybe, you know, that's what I'm saying. You got to get granular, because she just hears threesome. Like, oh, my God, he's going to fall in love with this woman and think she's hotter than I am. Or what if I don't want to be with the chick? Right, which is exactly. So that's all she's hearing.
But if this is something you have to do, just break up now.
So are you willing to give up the threesome with some random chick for one night, or do you want to stay with your lovely girlfriend, Lauren? You have a choice.
I'd rather be in the relationship that I'm in.
Good.
All right.
Matt, okay, well, keep
then
us posted.
Drop it.
He's going to drop it.
Yeah.
This was a success.
Yeah, I'll drop it.
Thank you, Matt.
Cool.
I wish you many years of amazing sex.
Hope this didn't weird you out.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good talk.
Wow, look at you.
I'm on the phone 24/7
yeah.
Helping everybody that I know in the world. I'm like, I might as well help my listeners, right? So thank you, everyone. If you want to, you hit a roadblock with your partner and there's just something you can't get across, email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Jeez.
He seems like a nice guy. But see.
He did.
People don't
but
know.
But he should have got that out.
Like your girlfriend,
before.
Like she doesn't know that you're even thinking about the fact that you are ejaculating quicker. I'm just saying, for example. Because you've been the elephant in the room. And so many couples have this elephant in the room, which is why we're talking about communication, where they don't even know how to break it down. Like, they don't know how to start.
But what do you, I mean, what is she going to do if I talk to her about it?
Just tell, let her know that, like, this is something that's like, I'm going to work on this, or I'd like to last like last.
I think that I am working on it by talking with you about it.
Oh, I feel really good about that. I do feel like.
But your answer always is like, oh, bring in some crazy sex toy.
I just said that.
That's bigger than my hand.
No, it's a masturbation. And I said, do your Kegels. You can do those anywhere. You can do them now.
I'd rather talk it out with you.
We're going to hang
with her.
Okay. We can get into some emails now.
All right.
From the people.
From the people.
Okay. I love hearing from you. Thank you for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. And people are really good, including their names, their age, where they live, and how they listen. Hi, Emily. I'm a 21-year-old female listener from Northern Ontario, Canada. I've been with my boyfriend 3 years now, and ever since I've been listening to your podcast, I've become way more open to new ideas and have a new perspective on my sex life. Also, since I've been doing your Kegel Camp app, now at level 17, my boyfriend noticed my PC muscles are stronger, and I have two, but here's the problem. I can only orgasm when I'm alone, not with my partner. I'd love to orgasm with him. I've tried many different positions to reach the big O, but I feel like I need so much concentration that I'm distracted and it doesn't happen for me. Please help. Thanks, Veronique.
I mean, doesn't that happen? What's the numbers on that?
There are only 30% of women have orgasms during intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling my friend this morning. She's like, she's young. She's like, I didn't know that. Oh my God, I thought something was wrong with me. So I feel like I can't, I say this all the time, but truly, 30% can have one.
Yeah.
70% cannot.
Is there an app to find those
but
ones?
Yet, an app, the G-Spot Locator app, best idea ever. Or just the set to find the women. To find
the
women.
The 30%.
Should there be a dating app called like, I will come for you?
Yeah, or just put them on an island somewhere, like so we know where they are.
Yeah, put them on an island.
Yeah.
Honey, and here's the thing,
it's
though.
It's so difficult.
I know.
You know, you're like, oh man, I'm terrible in bed.
I know. Well, you might be.
Yeah.
And so this is a challenge, you know. And here's my hack. So this is guys don't know women fake it. This is why women fake it, because they think like I have to do it, and they don't realize that it's not magic for me. I mean, it doesn't just work like magic for some people. Some women, like the first time, oh my God, I had six orgasms. Some women, they don't. So Veronique, here's your sex hack for this week. This is your sex hack. Ready? These are three different ways that I'm going to guarantee you. I can't guarantee an orgasm. I wish I could be like orgasm guaranteed or your money back.
You have to bring out business? A wand or
like,
something.
Like, what if all these people could have, all of a sudden have orgasms and, like, I charge everyone $1?
Oh, you'd be a billionaire.
I know. I don't need to make money on people's sex life. But hack one. She's already doing it. She's doing her Kegel exercises, which I know you make. But it really, for women, men and women, we have pelvic floor muscles. Over time, as you get older, they atrophy, right? Which means they fall.
Yeah.
No matter what. Just like if you didn't exercise, like your boobs would be down to your knees, right?
Mm-hmm. Men and they women. Already are.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Then you get it. But she's doing them. And so like any other muscle on your body, you have to work out. You do these exercises. So I have my app. She said level 17, which is, I've never gotten to 17 because I'm inconsistent. Mm-hmm. But that means that so you know how women also are worried that they're not tight enough down there, which they are. Women, you're fine, women complain about, but it can make you stronger and have more orgasms, because if you build up those muscles, they're like, it's almost like they're bulging and not that you can see them, but they're so primed for sex that you can have more orgasms when you work on your Kegels.
I saw this woman on the internet crush watermelons with her legs.
Right, you can do that with her, like, with her thighs, or was it like something?
Her thighs.
Like, there was someone who like dragged a truck with her Kegel muscles.
Are you serious?
Yeah, literally, you can make them so strong that you could like, not like a truck, but like a lawnmower. Like,
when
she had like a thing in her vagina and she dragged. Yeah, they can become really strong.
I don't want to see your web history.
And I'm glad that your boyfriend, you don't want to see my web history. I'm glad your boyfriend can feel the difference. That's amazing. That means that she's clenching them around him and he can feel it.
Yeah.
But here's your hack number two. You need the right kind of stimulation. So the clitoris, I mean, you're working on your G-spot muscles, but the clitoris is where all the magic happens. The only reason the clitoris exists, that little love button, is for female pleasure. 8,000 nerve endings. Has no other purpose. However, the reason why so many women do not orgasm during intercourse is because the clitoris does not always get enough attention during intercourse. It doesn't get hit in the right spots or certain positions, you know, that just don't hit it, will not allow you to have an orgasm. And if your boyfriend doesn't sound like it, like my ex, and you don't warm her up, let's say,
Yeah.
Little oral, little something, something. It's not going to happen. So you need to get that clitoral orgasm out. You need to take control of the situation. So make sure you're getting, you know, whatever you have to do beforehand to get warmed up, foreplay. That's a suggestion. It's a requirement. So really,
how long do you have to do foreplay for?
It depends, case by case basis. Longer than a minute.
Give me a number.
I would say between
time wise,
on average, 10 to 15 minutes
of making out. I'm not like 15.
Oral, groping, slow down, take off my clothes, tell me how beautiful I am.
15 minutes.
Times. Yeah, 15 minutes, 10 to 15.
Really?
I mean, you can whip out a quickie every once in a while, but you know, it's good to warm up.
Today's society, people
are so rushed.
Yeah, they have ADD. They're not going to be able to make out for 15 minutes.
Yes, people make out. They have foreplay. We need it. We are not, women are.
See, this is the problem, though, because when guys, you know, get in the mood, they're automatically ready, right? But then women, they take a while to warm up.
Right.
Right?
You're slow
cookers.
That's
the problem with nature.
Exactly.
And
we're not even meant to be.
And the issue is, like, the guy's level of being excited goes down, as you're making out.
Right.
So they just right away. Can we start a new system where we get the deed done and then afterwards we can kiss for a while and then it's over?
No, because then we're annoyed because we're not turned on and you're already done and you already fell asleep or ordered a pizza, one of the other things.
And then the other thing that I want to start is can we just have sex before the date starts and then we would have more fun?
That's
because
not,
we're just pretty much killing time.
Until you have sex. I agree. No, I'm totally down with that. In fact, I have to say that sometimes it's good just to knock it out, to have sex before the date. You can do that. You can
have
do whatever you,
done
you
that?
Want. Yeah, I usually have sex before and after if I'm dating someone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it's kind of
so
fun.
Guys, you get all dressed up and ready.
That's
and
the annoying
sex.
Part because you're like, God damn, my makeup, my hair. I'm like, fine, just do it, but don't, you know. Yeah.
You have sex, go
not
out.
Every time.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you just can't help it because
yeah,
like, we haven't seen
see,
each other and he rips my clothes off.
I would love it, but for you to get all ready, that's kind of a waste of time. You know?
Well, I'm not wearing that. I mean, whatever. Yeah. I mean, I put a little lipstick on. It's fine.
Okay.
But here's the thing that she needs to do here. Veronique, stimulation of your clitoris. Also, the positions that are best, woman on top. When you're on top of him, you can control the depth. You can control the speed. You can control the pressure. So you know how you need to move to have that orgasm. So woman on top. Also, like, missionary can be good if you wrap your legs around him and you do, you know, you can move in certain ways. Like, the coital alignment technique is something I talk about a lot if you go to my website. Those are great positions for stimulation. But just make sure that – I think the reason you haven't is because you're getting nervous. She's psyching herself out and she's overthinking it. Like, a lot of women don't have orgasms because during intercourse because they're like, it's not going to happen. Like, my friends and I used to joke in college, like, do you remember those blinking clocks that guys used to have by their bed? It was, like, red it was like the
I
red
was
clock.
Never in guys' beds, so I don't know.
Okay, but everyone had it. It was before everyone used cell phones. And it would be like it would just be like a red digital camera, but
digital
clock, and it was like blinking, and you'd be looking, you'd be like, 11:02, 11:05, I haven't organ. And you're like, we are so concerned with how long it takes that and nothing's going to happen in life if we're too much inside our head. We're not going to enjoy it. You know, we're psyching ourselves out. So I think that she's thinking about it too much. So I think she has us to bring, you know, her boyfriend to it and let him know that she's not orgasming and that they got to work on this together. He'd be happy to help. Men are helpers.
Yeah.
And then my third sex hack for you is to load up on the lube. You know that my mission in life, more
push
than
lube like crazy.
Just because, like, honestly, my dream, like, when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I want a lube on every nightstand. In America. I'll start with America. Because lube is so underrated because people think, she's discomfort. She's dry. I'm not turning around. No, the lube's only like bringing the big gun lube. Like only if there's a problem. No. When you add lube to sex, women are more likely to orgasm. Like they just will. Like, even if they're already wet.
But guys
doesn't matter
think
if you're
like,
wet already.
No, but guys
you don't
think,
have to be wet. Add it. And if you are wet, it doesn't matter. Add more.
Guys think. That, she must not be that into me. That
this
she has
is what
to
I'm saying. There's a problem.
A bunch of lube.
No, but that is not true. This is why I want to debunk this very, very important myth. Like, this is almost as important as, like, the presidential election right now. Do you know why?
Why?
Because if people are not having good sex and they're not happy and, like, they're just going to start, like, ripping each other's heads off, like the Middle East, because
wars
they can't
will
have sex.
Start.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
So lube, men and women don't know that they think that. They think, oh, God, she's got lube because I didn't turn her on. But the truth is, female lubrication is very, like, you know, it's fluid in the sense of sometimes we're wetter certain times of month than other. It is not an indicator of arousal. So I could be really turned on.
If she busts out the lube, she hates me.
No.
It's the worst.
Dude, what if it's a really nice, pretty lube next to your nightstand and you just pump? And men are more likely to orgasm, too, if men are having whatever.
Have you ever had a situation where you didn't need lube? Or?
Oh, yeah. I don't need lube. Mm-hmm. I prefer lube. Yeah. I don't need – no one needs – well, some people need lube if they're
But dry isn't or, it messy and then you got to do laundry and stuff?
No. No, but don't buy it at the drugstore. Buy a water-based lube. Mm-hmm. No problem. It comes off your sheets. Comes off your clothes. It's easy. It's not like you're. It's not like you're like a lube shower. Like your hair's not like all slick. Mm-hmm. Like, unless you go crazy with the lube, you got one of those guns. Like shh. With the, no, it's just a pump of lube, and it will help. So also communication. You know, that's my final thing for you. My final sex hack for this Veronique is that he's not a mind reader. He doesn't know what you need. He doesn't know. He wants you to orgasm. I promise that he wants you to orgasm during sex. So tell him your goals. Be like, hey, I think it'd be really fun. I have orgasms on my own. My PC muscles are cranking, you know. But, like, let's work on me having this orgasm together.
Yeah.
Not that, like, we need to talk. I haven't had an orgasm with you. Then the guy just feels bad. Leaves your number. So, yeah. Okay. Another email. Hi, Emily. I'm a new listener, and now I listen to the podcast religiously. My boyfriend and I have talked about spicing up our sex life with changing the location of where we get it on.
Which is always a good idea.
Always. Totally. Yeah. We've mastered every room in our apartment. But what other fun places do you recommend for sexy time that's a bit adventurous without being too risky or totally illegal? Any experience on trying some sex in crazy places that you've gotten away with? I look forward to hearing your recommendations. Best, Alessandra, age 23, from Massachusetts.
Oh, I'm sure you have a ton of suggestions.
I do, and I love that she's asking this because the thing about adventurous sex or doing it somewhere else is because when couples are together for a while, as we know, you kind of fall into a rut. You kind of become, you know, you do the same thing over and over. You have sex in your bedroom, and then you turn on the thing. And so why I love that she's asking this is because the thing about switching locations, it adds two really important elements that are often missing from long-term relationships and long-term sex, and that is the novelty of just switching locations. Just somewhere new is exciting. It also gets your adrenaline going because it's new, and you can get caught if it's somewhere out and adventurous. And also it's spontaneous. So there's three. It's spontaneous because you're like, oh, well, we're having sex. Like, you know, we might as well have sex at this park where there's a kid over there, which I – No, but kid far away. But I'm saying it's just new. Because anything new, novelty is what goes out the window oftentimes in long term. Mm-hmm. So I love that you're asking this. Ventured sex has those ingredients, very hot. Okay, what would you suggest? The craziest places you've had sex?
The craziest
did not
places.
Get caught, or maybe you got caught.
The craziest places I've done it.
I want to know.
Okay, wait. The craziest places that I've done it, probably. Okay, so there was this one time I was at a comedy show, right? It was a gigantic comedy show. There was 20,000 people there and a bunch of comedians, and there was all these backstage rooms, and I was there with my girlfriend at the time. And so David Alan Greer, right, he was performing there, and he got off stage and he just left. So his dressing room was still available.
Oh.
So I just grabbed her, and then we ran into his dressing room and locked it up. And just had sex in there.
That's crazy.
But it was crazy because I didn't know, like, who had the key for the room or anything like
and
that.
And someone could just walk in at any moment.
Yeah.
So it was hot. Like, you always remember that.
And then...
You're so dangerous, Menace.
And then I must have been completely wasted because then on the
way
back...
That was the fun. I'm glad you're not drinking, but, like, Blackout Menace was fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then on the way back, we were taking a limousine, and it was just her and I, and, you know, just put the divider up and then had sex in the limousine too.
Wow.
On the way home.
Twice in one night.
I had so much energy back then. Of course, I was like 70 pounds lighter.
Was it the alcohol? Did you do that?
The courage? No. I just think I was just like really young and,
right.
You know.
That's fun. Okay, Menace.
Yes.
This is another favorite part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners love this. Reading between the texts. So thank you for everyone for submitting your screenshots to feedback@sexwithemily.com.
This is where we disagree a lot because you say, oh, this is what this means. And
I spent my whole life doing that.
Yeah, but then I say, no, that's not what he's saying.
Well, that's true. This is why this is a good he said, she said thing. But, you know, texting is an art now. Texting is a crucial skill that you must acquire and you must become really good at if you want to date in this in the modern world, because people are not talking on the phone. And, you know, there's all these studies that are like, women, if you can't spell, like, I'm not going to date him. Or if he doesn't, you know, if he uses too many exclamation points or uses emojis or doesn't. I mean, there's all these rules, right? And so, but then a lot of people are just really confused. They get they send us their screenshots and they want us to decipher them. And I realize that, like, I do this anyway with my friends, like, for years. They've been like, what does this mean? I'm like, and then I always tell them how to answer. Like, I just, it's just one of my natural skills. So now we've got, you know, an email. So, because the truth is, if you can't text, you're probably not going to get laid. So that's another reason why I want to help people.
Yeah.
So, but you don't think that texting is hard. You think, because you've, before you had a girlfriend.
Yeah. No, texting, like, was definitely difficult.
Right,
because you got to come out. Oh, what do I? Because you can never read
Tone.
The tone, or, you know, if somebody's joking or they're serious. And I think this happens a lot with the dating apps too. It's not just for texting. You know, how somebody's trying to communicate with you.
Exactly. So the dating apps, I mean, no one's going to call you. It's all through texting. And, like, so if you're a girl on a dating app and you get 20 messages, let's say. And every guy's like, hey, nice photo. And then some guy says something funny about a picture of me and an elephant that I had in a photo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then you look, you know what I'm saying? It's not that hard, but you got to, like, you just put some brains into
it. It's skill.
So this first one that we have is called the Bumble Fumble.
All right.
So here's the background. Julian, he met this girl on Bumble. So Bumble is a dating site where it's like the Sadie Hawkins. It's like women hit on the men first. She hit him up first. So they started texting immediately, went on a first date, went well. Over the course of a couple weeks following the date, she lost interest. Now he's wondering what went wrong. So he sent me like 15 texts.
Okay.
But I just cut it down into like a few crucial ones.
All right. So just to recap, the woman contacted him on this app, right?
Right.
And then they went out on a date.
Julian is the guy and her name's Stacy, let's say.
Okay. Now Julian is hitting us up saying, okay, what happened? I went on this date and now she doesn't talk to me.
Exactly. And here's what happened over like a few weeks span of time, And like, what? So he sent it all to me. So the first screenshot is just them meeting on Bumble. And she's like, you sound great. Here's my number. So then it goes off Bumble into their iPhones. So he texts her after the first date. Hey, last night was a lot of fun. Also, I made it to my car without any harassment. Came into my car without any harassment. And then he does the pray emoji.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pray emoji. He's already using emojis after the first date?
You have no idea.
Okay.
You seem like a cool and fun person. We should do it again. She says, okay, good. Aw, thanks. So do you. Yeah, totally. And then she does a smiley face with glasses. Not sunglasses, just glasses. Mm-hmm. Don't know what that means. Great. And then like a weird smiley face that's kind of not really doing anything. It's not smiling, just sort of neutral. He says, another emoji, we'll have to figure it out when. We'll have to figure out when. Hope your day is going great. Thanks, you two. Have a rad day.
Okay, can I rewind a little bit?
Yeah.
Now, when they went on the first date, okay? So when they went on the first date, how long after did he communicate with her?
I think it was the next day.
The next day.
He was like, that was fun. Let's do it again.
Okay, now is that okay in your...
You know what? I do not believe in rules.
Your eyes?
I do not believe in the rules. In fact, if a guy's waiting 3 days, like if you're into someone, you could be like, that was really fun, let's do it again, and then maybe follow up and make a plan
soon. So the next day contact is okay
with
you?
That's fine. I'm fine. The whole day of like waiting a week, waiting 3 days. Like,
I agree. That's dumb.
Good.
But
no, I never... I
some
never
people,
believe,
they live
know,
by it, and
I
they
know.
Say,
and, you know,
oh,
how's that going for you?
He hit me up after a day... And now I'm, you know, he's
true.
Too needy.
There's a lot, right. Yeah. Well, this is like our friend Julian here.
All right.
Okay, so then he says, quick question. So apparently they did set up a date. And he said, quick question. Were we set on hanging this Sunday, parens 2-21, like February 21st, or next Sunday, 2-28? I was just reminded that I have a show next Sunday. Weird smiley face with the eyes looking up. So if that was the case, we can figure out a different date, Also, hope you're having a good day. Smiley face with glasses. Whatever that means. Aw, thanks. Hope yours is good, too. Was just about to text you. I think we were supposed to do this Sunday, but my friend is having her birthday. Let's get together. We have to get together that night. But yes, let's reschedule. So before I even finish here, he might as well just shared his like Google Calendar. Yeah. Like that was so boring.
It's too much
like,
information.
I'm like, what? Like even if a client sent me, I'd be like, someone figure this out. Just say Friday night, I got tickets to a concert. Let's go. Done.
Yeah.
And if she can't, but like don't send her what you're doing. Like, oh, I got a dentist appointment at 3. Like,
well, you give her too many options. You can't do
way
that.
Too many options. We're already overwhelmed, but it's not over yet. What were you going to say? What's your comment so far?
Well, my other comment is, damn, I totally forgot. Can you recap that real quick?
Yeah. Well, he says, quick, quiet. Like, so he makes a plan with her, and she says, great, we'll see each other soon. And then he says, wait. And then apparently they made a plan because I couldn't read you 55 texts, but it was 12 texts. He says, quick question. Oh, explanation point. Quick question. Were we supposed to hang this Sunday or next Sunday? I was just reminded I got a show next Sunday. Can we figure out a different day?
Okay. Now, that's the question I want to ask you.
Okay.
Would you be offended that he didn't know what day you're even going out on? I mean, would you read into that?
Oh, I see what you're saying. She could be like, how do you not remember?
Would you be offended by that at all?
No. Well, I do it to people all the time.
Yeah, well.
But I don't think I personally wouldn't be because you might have written wrong in a calendar. Uh-huh. Maybe they were out buzz drinking. No, I would not be offended. But that's a really good point because this is why you're men, women. Like, God knows. It's like men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Like, you're right. She could be like, fuck you for not remembering. Or she could be like, I can't believe you didn't remember. Okay, she said, all thanks. Then she says, let's reschedule. So the next one, which is like a few days later. Hey, hope you're doing well. I more or less know what my schedule is this week, and here are the days I have free.
Okay.
Ready?
Good.
Thursday, Saturday, there's a chance I might, lots of eyes, be helping a friend with something, though. Sunday anytime before 9 p.m., I have a show. Or Monday, any of those work for you? Again, way too many options.
He said that back
That's
to her
him,
again?
That's him, back to her, yeah. Dude, I know. Yeah. I'm out. I'm exhausted. Uh-huh. My head hurts. I never want to see this.
Yeah.
If this was a friend, I'd be like, just tell me when we're meeting.
I agree with you. You have to just automatically say, Friday night, I have tickets to a show.
Yeah.
You want to go.
Done.
And then she says, no.
It's hot,
then fine.
Too, if a man has a plan.
Just let it go. And then see how she responds to that and say, well, maybe she gives you another option. Say, oh, well, I can't go out that night, but maybe we can go out on this day.
Right.
You know, that would be the better
situation. So much
better. And if she didn't give an option, say, oh, it's okay, then I would say, okay, she's not into me.
Right.
Then I'm going to have to move on. But guys don't pick up on that usually. And then he's going to keep on contacting her probably 4 or 5 times.
Well, ready?
Okay.
This is what happens.
Oh, no.
Hey, sorry to drop off the map. I've been home sick and out of it. Sad
yeah.
face. I'll give you a text this weekend, though. Okay, that was February 24th. So 4 days later on a Sunday. So you know he thought – She said she'd text me this weekend. But Sunday at 1:30, he texts her. Hey there. How you doing? Feeling any better? Hey, yeah. Thanks for asking. How are you? Oh, great. That's good to hear. I'm good. It's been a busy week. I worked a lot. How about you? Nothing.
Okay.
2 days later. Got any plans for the weekend? Then she lets him down. Hey, glad you're doing well. Sorry for the inconsistent responses. Been dealing with some work-life transitions. I think you're really cool dude. Super funny, smart. I'm not looking for anything romantic now. Hope I'm not being presumptuous. I'd love to kick it with you and your friends. Hope to see you.
I would love to date one of your friends is what she's saying.
Well, so what do we think happened here? I mean, he wants to know like what...
I totally agree.
He was way too needy, aggressive, available. I like that he was trying to make a plan, but... Or she could also be dating someone else. We don't know.
No, too many options, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Too many options. How many days did he give her?
16. He should have just been like, I'm not available on Christmas. Like, that would have been so much more efficient.
Yeah, and then what now? What does he want us to tell him?
I don't know. So he wants to know, like,
what
happened. Like, what he really liked her after their one special date and their extensive text exchange about availability. And he would like to know what happened. And I think, again... I say this to my girlfriends, the time that we spend analyzing what texts mean or when you called, we could have cured cancer by now. Like, we do spend a lot of time, like, does this mean that? But here's the thing, you're never going to know, Julian. You're not going to know. We don't know. She might be dating someone else. She might just not be that into you. But if you'd like some feedback, I think that there's way too many emojis, and you just got to stick with the plan, have a plan, and then wait to hear back.
All right.
And she can't do that, then work from there. But you're way too into your Google Outlook or whatever.
Can I flip it on you
Google.
Real quick?
Yeah, go.
I know this is crazy to say.
No, I like crazy.
Okay, what is wrong with the needy guy? let's say, a guy that just wants to be around you all the time.
That's a really good point. Okay, you're right.
Why play a game like, oh, you know, there has to be a separation, you know, that's just how it should be. But what's wrong with the
guy
that
wants to be hanging out with you all the time?
That's a great counterpoint, Mattis.
You're 100% right. And the truth is, if we really like someone and they had an amazing date, let's say they made out for hours and it was so great, she probably would have texted him back and said, let's get together again.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't have had any of this exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it would have happened.
Yeah.
So that's a good point. Maybe she would, but at the beginning she did say, I want to go out with you again. Uh-huh. And I think that there's a fine line between like being needy and being available and interesting. And I think the guy that keeps, I don't know, I think it keeps trying.
People play just too many stupid
games. It's not games, maybe.
Just she be could straight be up with each other,
maybe,
right?
She felt like over time, his texts, here's the other thing though. I'm going to go back to this. His texts were all about planning.
Mm-hmm.
And if we all are an ADD culture and they probably haven't talked back, we talk on the phone and hear the voice. He should have thrown something funny and interesting in there. He should have been like, oh, and here's a funny thing that happened to me, and like not be so focused, but keep trying to engage her. Because here's the other thing. We have short-term memory. Like, things are, we're distracted. They might have had a date a week ago. She's like, that was so fun. But maybe she had three other dates. And then this guy's texting her a bunch of date number. And she's like, oh, that was fun. But this, he might seem like he's a little, you know. Or pick up the phone and call. Like, how about this? So, and what to one woman's needy man is another woman's husband. So
yeah,
I
totally.
Think it's just, you know, I think it's all relative. So women are can be needy too. And in fact, I like a guy who's like available and wants to see me. Like, I don't like playing games. I'm busy. So that's a good point. But I'm just giving him feedback that it was just, I think for all men and women, like, have a plan. And just like, let's not make it confusing. This was confusing. And this made, if that was the case at all, maybe she liked him and then it got confusing. Whatever it is, just for future. And don't obsess on this one. And for everybody who's right now thinking, why didn't he call? Why did he ghost? There's always like the ghosting thing.
Okay.
Guys disappear, women disappear. You're never going to know why. Like, you are not. You could bang it against the wall. You could read all your texts. You will never have the answer. Guess what? Didn't matter. You didn't die. There's a lot of other people out there to date.
Yeah.
Move on.
Nothing physically is going to happen to
you
if you're rejected.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, speaking of ghosts, our next one is a ghosting one. This is a little short. That one was like, I was up for like 6 hours trying to like figure out. Okay. Gina and Shane, talking a month, hung out a couple times, slept together once. They never go out together. They just hang.
Okay.
She says when they're in person, they have great chemistry. He's very attentive, but his texts say otherwise. She hasn't heard from him since. Is he a bad texter or did he ghost?
All right.
This was her. Hey, how was work? Good, I hope. What are you up to? ? Good. Not so much. 3 hours later.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Two smiley faces that I've never seen. There's like so many emojis now. Like, the world's changing. Do you have plans tonight? Want to come over? ? 2 minutes after his text at 6:05. Or, again, double text. I can come over to your place if that's more convenient for you. 6:07. 8:11, he says. Not sure. I'll hit you up. And then 2 minutes later. Okay, I'll keep my night open for you. Can't wait. Smiley faces with hearts in the eyes.
Yeah.
She might as well just, like, you know, propose to him.
I know exactly what's happening.
And then
right
he
now.
Says, LOL, an hour later. Game over. Done. That's all we got.
Okay.
Did he ghost? Or is he a bad texter?
No. He's obviously with another woman at that time. Or he has other plans. Or he has a girlfriend. There's somebody else in the picture. That's the only reason. Because no man on this planet, if a woman is trying to hang out with them that much, is going to shoo her away unless he has more options.
Oh, that's a really good point. But is that still kind of but so you're thinking he'll circle back and they might have sex again, but he's still he's ghosting.
When that other option runs out, he's going to call her.
Like maybe when she leaves in the morning.
Yeah.
that's a really good point. I think you're right. I think that but he didn't really ghost, though, because he just said LOL. He might have come back around. I think he's that if you're looking for a relationship, he's not your guy. What do you think about emojis? I'm sorry. There's been studies on it, so I'm not just asking, like, in a superficial way.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
emojis?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't think you should use them right away when you're communicating with somebody.
No? Nobody? No.
You should totally.
Do you ever like emoji someone from work by mistake? Like, I go, XXO, love you. And it's like a someone you work with, like a client?
No.
Yeah, I do that all the time. It's such a mistake. Sure I'm like, love that. You.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Send me a check.
Yeah.
I think that that's the deal. I think that she's got to keep moving on. I think he's both.
Uh-huh.
I think he's a bad texter, and he might ghost very soon.
Yeah.
And I would just cool it with the question marks, too. A little too aggressive. I'm sorry.
Definitely.
But I feel like some of this does seem like it's sort of silly that we're sitting here talking about it, but if nobody talks on the phone anymore and nobody actually leaves their house and this is all people are doing, then this actually matters.
Uh-huh.
I'm just justifying this thing. But it's true, in a way. I mean, it is true. It's not true. Okay, that's all we have time for.
It's a wrap?
That's friggin' wrap.
It was
so
great
good to see
talking
you.
With you.
I know.
I learned a lot about how you date all these psycho guys.
You knew this. They just all came out of the woodwork this week.
But you think you would be able to, you know, filter them out some way.
Can you block? Oh, you know how you can block someone from, like, can you block someone from listening to your podcast?
No. Unless you have their IP address, you can probably shut down their internet, but that's about it.
You need to go to the Pentagon and get their IP address. You could probably figure that out. I do. And I feel like I'm glad to know that your penis challenges right now, and I feel like I'm here to help.
Okay.
And I feel like it's like been under my nose the whole time, and
definitely has.
We'll talk about it. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks
so much. And thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Everyone, thanks for listening to the show. You know, sex toys, they're kind of like potato chips. You start with one and you immediately want more. If that sounds familiar, I want you to head over to your local Hustler Hollywood store. There are Hustler Hollywood stores all over where you'll find an unbelievable assortment of erotica, sexy lingerie, and of course, the best sex toys on the market. Each store is filled with attractive, eye-catching displays with all the top intimate products on the market, and their knowledgeable staff are there to help with any questions you may have, whether you're shopping with a partner or for yourself. If you want to take your sex life to the next level, Hustler has all the toys and products you need to get there. In the words of Hotless Hustler, sex is free. We sell the accessories. Oh, mention Sex with Emily when you get the checkout and you get 20% off your sexy purchase. And if you're an online toy shopper, well, Hustler's got you covered too. Loyal Sex with Emily listeners can get 20% off discount on online purchases when you shop at HustlerHollywood.com. Use code EMILY20 at checkout for a full 20% off your order. Oh, click on the Emily Pick banner where you'll see my favorite toy for this month, and it's the Wee Vibes newest G-spot toy, the Nova and the Rave. Check them out. Thanks for listening. Okay, guys, are you looking for a way to mix up your masturbation routine? Well, let me tell you about the number one sex toy for men, and really the only one you want, the Fleshlight. It's a masturbation sleeve that you use solo or with a partner that simulates the sensations of real sex and was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. You got the Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit, which helps you practice lasting longer during sex, the sleek and discreet Flight, and the Fleshlight Go, the more compact on-the-go model. There's a Fleshlight for every man's needs. And now there's a new addition to the Fleshlight family, the Quick Shot. It's an open-ended male masturbator around the size of a hand and geared towards a new kind of self-pleasure. Has the patented super skin material, but the Quick Shot is smaller, easier to handle, and requires way less cleanup. It can be used solo or with a partner to take hand jobs and blow jobs to the next level. And it's a great way to get your partner involved in all the fun. I think that for every woman who has a sex toy, every man should have one of these. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, and use code EMILY to get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Check it out. You'll thank me.